I'm trying to pull back globally. I've got an oncologist and a surgeon. All they want to know is, okay, I want the best for my patient, Joe. What do you tell them? Do you say, don't operate on people on Friday? Do you say, send your specimens to press? How do they get the best quality for their patients?
Well, I think it starts with an evaluation of the capacity and experience at your own institution, which raises a question that I had for Craig, and that is there a threshold below which, if you are doing a certain number of tests per year, that you shouldn't be doing this and that this should be farmed out to an outside laboratory? There's certainly plenty of literature in the surgical literature showing a relationship between experience and outcomes. Do we have that kind of information or metrics regarding HER2 testing?
Well, we have some anecdotal data that suggests that. For example, from NSABP B31, comparing outside laboratories to central laboratories, there was about a 20% error, which decreased to 2 or 3% when they required a laboratory to demonstrate expertise, which was defined as either a high-volume laboratory or they had to show concordance between immunohistochemistry and FISH of greater than 90%. Well, a lot of labs had to drop out because they couldn't meet either of those criteria. Having said that, you know, pathologists are very bright people. They can learn to do these tests if they're taught properly to do these tests. Some of the best immunohistochemistry I've ever seen comes from small local laboratories. As a rule, that's not true because it's an experience game. How to solve it is an evolving issue right now. I think it's an unresolved issue. I think that one of the things I would do as a clinician and a pathologist at a local institution was to convince myself that the distribution of results was within the expected range. What's the proportion of three pluses you're getting? Especially, I think one of the most sensitive indications is what is the proportion of two pluses that you're getting.